and hope with help. You know, we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation is work of patience, and patience gives us experience, and experience brings us hope, and hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. And all the way through this, it's important for us to trust the helper that God has given us to help us keep and sustain us by the power of his word. Tonight I want to focus on verse number 11 of Psalms 147. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him and those that hope in his mercy. We are not to be in doubt between hope and fear, but to act under the gracious influences of hope and fear united. And the fear that I'm talking about is reverence to the Lord. And the Amplified version of this 147:11 says, the Lord takes pleasure in those who reverently and worshipfully fear him, and those who hope in his mercy and his loving kindness. You know, I think it's so important for us. One of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about is God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And as we come before him, it's important for us to open our hearts and worship and acknowledge and adore him. And I don't know about you, but he's been really good to me. You know, I have testimonies even of this week and every week. It's kind of interesting that out in the parking lot, for example, there's a trailer out there. Well, the trailer was donated to the ministry for another church, which is going to sew $1,000 for the towards the floor of the basement. So, you know, so it was working hand in hand. So we just got another grand. Hallelujah. But it just isn't about money. It's about one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about is God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, he reaps. Now, so if I'm sowing praise and I'm sowing worship, for example, to the Lord, the Word of God says he inhabits the praise and worship of his people. And why do you think the adversary wants you to feel all boogie and not the praise and worship God? Hey, does anybody in here want to make the devil mad? Does anybody want to make the devil mad? You make the devil the maddest when you're happy. He can't stand it when you are happy. Hello? Amen. So if we learn not to allow the enemy to steal our joy, amen, we'll give the enemy what he deserves. So one of the things he was speaking to me about is the reaping. And first thing I want to look at is the favor of God. Amen. So we get the favor of God when we operate in the truth, in the truth. So look with me to Proverbs chapter 3. We always use 5 and 6. But the Word of God says in verse number 3, it says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them about the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. In other words, this is victory over cancer. Where does the cancer attack? It attacks your marrow. It attacks your bones. Amen? So just listen. He says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. In other words, God says, bring your first part into the house, not your leftovers. You know, we give him our first parts. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. And what we're talking about being added is the favor of God. So Jesus said, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And what we try to do is we try to do it in our own way, in our own system, and we get mad because it isn't working. And then we blame God because our system isn't working. And God says, when you get into my system, you'll operate in favor. Amen? So first, it's in truth. Secondly, in trust. In Psalms chapter 5, that's good teaching, whether y'all want to acknowledge it or not. Psalms 5, verse number 11. He says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Amen? Amen? So when we operate in the truth, we operate in the favor. When we're in trust, we operate in favor. So when I'm operating in the truth and in trust, I'm in triumph. Amen? I'm in victory. I love victory. And Acts chapter 2, in triumph, and Acts chapter 2, is anybody with me tonight? The word of God says in verse 46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. So the first thing we're saying is we want to be in God's favor and have God's favor in our lives. We have God's favor in our lives when we operate in the truth and trust. And then we're in triumph because we become victorious because the word has a positive effect in our lives. Second thing he talks about here is the fear or the reverence in our text. One of the things that's important for us is when we reverence the Lord is first is to surrender. Amen. Some of these things you'll hear over and over and over and over and over until we get it in us. Amen. How many knows it takes a little while to get through some of our barriers? Hello? And Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, the word of God says, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all of his ways and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Amen? In other words, he wants our best part. Amen? You know, one of the things I think that sometimes we miss as his children, God gave us his very best. He gave us his son. Amen. And if God gave him his very best, we ought to give him our best back. So first he calls for us to surrender. You know, usually when he speaks to me about surrendering something, it's always something I don't want to surrender. Hello? Is he speaking to anybody else here? You know, he gives you a picture of something, you see something, and it's just like, oh, well, Lord, can we look over here? Or could we look over there? Can we just leave that alone? But it's kind of interesting. When the Lord speaks to me about something, he doesn't go to something else because I want to go to something else. I go to something else, and I can't find him. And then I go back to what he was talking about, and he's still right there. Hallelujah. You know, and I think one of the things that God wants us to understand is his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so he'll help us when he calls for you and I to surrender. Amen. We call him to surrender. We surrender to serve him with all of our hearts. In Joshua chapter 24, the word of God says in verse 14, it says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So first he's calling us to surrender, and he's asking us to serve him wholeheartedly. Amen? So with that in mind, that calls for us to submit. Hello? In Matthew chapter 10, verse number 27, he says, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell." Amen? So he's called us to submit to him, to have reverence. You know, we're going to surrender, to serve him wholeheartedly, and to submit to his will. Amen? One of the things that the Lord wants us to understand is no matter what our flesh feels like, that it's for our benefit. Amen? You know, he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers, as our soul is prospering, as we're following God's word, we're walking in the favor of God. Amen? We're walking in the favor because we have fear and reverence for him. We honor him. We honor the Lord. You know? And as we honor him and we receive forgiveness, the remission or the removal of sins, and first is to recognize what the Word of God says in Exodus 33. Verse 19, he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have mercy upon whom I will show mercy." And I thank God for his unmerited favor, his mercy, his grace, amen, that he bestows upon you and I. You know, one thing about God, God is long-suffering toward us. We're not willing that any would perish, but they'll all come to repentance. So as we're looking at this, what God is saying to, I'm not here to investigate everything that's wrong with anybody. That's between you and the Lord. That isn't my job. What my job is to do is to share God's word. And what you do is between you and him. Amen? So there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus, okay? That are walking in the spirit, not in the flesh. What he's given us is, he's given us a guideline to follow. So as we're looking at this forgiveness, it calls for us to repent. What repent comes from, it comes from the Greek word metaneo. And metaneo means to change my mind, to change my direction. Amen? In other words, if I'm repenting, I'm not going the same direction. I'm changing my mind. I'm changing my actions. And I love what it says in 2 Chronicles 7. Verse number 14. Jesus said, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." How many would like to see America healed? How many like to see our nation healed? He says that my people were called according to my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from their wicked ways. He's speaking to the church. He's not speaking to America. And as the church turns, so does the nation. Amen. You know, we're supposed to be guiding this nation as the children of God. Amen. We're supposed to be examples in this nation. He says, and then he says, now mine eyes shall be opened and mine ears attent to their prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. I love the Lord for that. Amen. I love the Lord for that. I remember when before even this church and this building, before we ever built this place, when I met the Lord in the middle of this land and I was prostrate. I couldn't get up. The presence of God was so strong. I knew that God wanted to do something here. Amen. And he wanted to do something through you in your heart, in your life. And that everyone has value and everyone's important. So it's important that when we're looking at this and we're looking at this forgiveness, that, you know, that we receive it. That we receive it. Sometimes we walk around and we don't receive what the Lord has done for us. And I love what Jesus said in Acts 26. He says in verse 18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance amongst them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen. I thank God that he's ministering to every heart and every life, because he has a reward for us, and the reward is the fruit that we bear for the kingdom of God. And in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10, he says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen? So as we're looking at this tonight, what is the Lord saying? He takes pleasure in them that fear him or have reverence for him, and those that have hope in his mercy. That God wants to pour out his favor. His favor is poured out when we walk in truth and trust, and then we're in triumph. The fear of the reverence is important for us to surrender, to serve, and to submit to his will. The forgiveness, the remission, comes when to recognize that we need to repent and to receive the blessings of the Lord. Amen. So in closing, he says this, that we walk in the favor of the Lord. When we walk in faith, we walk in the favor of the Lord when we reverence and fear him, being thankful for his forgiveness, bearing fruit. Amen. So, what do we do with what we just heard? Oh, I went to Wednesday night Bible study, and I wrote down the notes. And what the Father says is for us to produce something in our hearts, in our lives, we need to swallow it. We need to digest it. Amen. If you just ate food and you spit it out of your mouth, it would never bring nourishment to your body. Your body would never grow. And if we do not digest the word, you know, we chew on it, we meditate on it, we swallow it, and then it has an effect in our soul. Amen? And then it can have an effect. But if we just be a hearer and we don't let it digest and chew, and if we look at all the things and we're sitting here, we're caught up with things that we have no power to change, and we let those things take our attention and our thoughts, what did the word accomplish? It didn't do anything, and that's just what the adversary wants to do. Amen? He has come to steal and to kill and to destroy, but God has come to give us life and the abundance thereof. God loves everyone so much. Amen? And he wants to pour out his favor and his blessings upon you, but he'll only do it according to his word. Amen? So if I want to be blessed and I want the favor of God, I got to adjust. Amen? Amen. I'm constantly making adjustments. Amen? And I surely haven't arrived. I know that. Amen? Every time I think I've gotten somewhere, he shows me something else. Amen? That we're all a work in progress. Our sanctification is a process that takes our entire lifetime. Amen? But it's important for us to take the word and recognize that God wants to pour out his favor upon you. Amen? And as he pouring out his favor upon you, it's because we fear him and we reverence him. Amen? We reverence him because of the forgiveness that we received. And when we have that mentality and that heart, we will all of a sudden start producing and manufacturing fruit. Amen? And then all of a sudden, things around us begin to change. Many times, listen to me, many times, the Spirit is saying this, listen to me. Many times, you're waiting for someone around you to change, and God says, if you allow me to change you, it will affect to change them. Instead of looking and wanting them to be changed, here I am waiting, Lord, change me, transform me. Amen? Amen? He says he wants us to bear fruit, that our fruit may remain, that whatsoever has the Father in his name, he may give it up. So can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we surrender to him tonight? Can we just lift our hands in heaven? Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room tonight, Father God. I know the thoughts and the plans that you think towards each and every one are thoughts for good and not for evil, thoughts to give them a hope and an expected end. So, Father God, as they reflect on the word tonight, Father God, may they meditate upon it. May they digest it, Father God. May it accomplish what you sent it to do in every heart and every life. I thank you for the call of God that's on their lives. I thank you for the call of God that's irrevocable. It's not going to change. So, Father God, I pray for a fresh measure of your anointing to be upon each and every one tonight, Father God. Strengthen them in your power and your might. As your word declares, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we do not faint or give up. So, Father God, I speak Holy Ghost strength upon them in Jesus' name, Father God. I speak the joy of the Lord to be their strength in the name of Jesus, Father God. I speak in their mind that they're the head, they're not the tail. They're blessed going in and coming in and going out, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that they're unique and they're special and that you have a plan and purpose for each and every one. So be with us, Father God, as we fellowship together. Bless the food we're about to partake of and the time of fellowship together. Bless us as we're in this world to reflect you, Father God, and we'll never cease to give you glory and praise for all you've done in the past, what you're doing now, and what you have in store for our future. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.